My name is Hank Hannigan. I am the current president of the University of Illinois Dads Association, and it is in that capacity that I make my comments this morning. Please allow me to begin my remarks by first commending the University of Illinois and the Board of Trustees for their willingness and commitment to dialogue on the Chief Illini WIC issue. Open discussion and the ability to outline one's position on any subject with varying viewpoints is a tradition in our country, and I believe it is weaved in the fabric of operations at this university. For the record, it is the Dads Association understanding that the following process has been established to assist the Board of Trustees in a decision or in determining the direction the university will take with the future of the Chief Illini WIC activities. A senior legal professional has been retained to compile all the communications and testimonies submitted by the May 31st deadline. It is our understanding that a three-part report will be prepared, consisting of an executive summary, a distillation of these arguments into specific points to which the Board of Trustees will reply, and an appendix of all the transcripts of this sessions and all other communications that have and will be received by the 31st of May. We also understand that all members of the Board of Trustees will receive a copy of this document by August 1, and that the Board will reply at a special response session in early fall. The Dads Association appreciates being invited to participate in this determination process and would also appreciate being notified if there are any changes in the above process as designed by the Board of Trustees. The Dads Association represents the oldest organization of its kind in the United States. For over 75 years, this organization has existed as a link between the parents and the University of Illinois. This organization, with the Moms Association, represents 6,000 annual and continuous members. Many of these parents are also graduates of this university. The years of support and service to the students, parents, and university has become a tradition with the Moms and Dads Association. With this long history of service, the Dads Association reserves the right to speak in relation to any and all activities and traditions of the University of Illinois. The Dads Association wishes to speak in favor of keeping Chief Illini WIC as a revered and honored symbol of this university. The Dads Association urges the preparer of the three-part document and the Board of Trustees to consider the intent at the time of Chief Illini WIC's inception. Consider the intent since that day or those days. Consider the intent in the present-day ceremonies of Chief Illini WIC, and consider the intent of any future ceremonies or appearances of the Chief. Today's question of what some people view as political correctness, possible racism, mocking, dehumanizing, oppressing, poking fun at, and being disrespectful of the culture of the Native Americans can only be answered by evaluating the intent through the years of the Chief Illini WIC tradition. Was the intent of the founders and the Marching Illini Band through the years to depict the Chief, his people, and Native Americans in a demeaning fashion? A study through history will clearly show that this was not the intent. History, legends, and stories tell of a chief born out of friendship on a grassy field before a University of Illinois football game. A member of the Marching Illini, dressed as a Native American, led the mascot of Pennsylvania onto the field in a gesture of friendship. Since that day, the chief has always been a symbol of honor, pride, strength, courage, and friendship. That is the University of Illinois. Over the years, the university has represented the chief in only the most respectful and dignified of ways. The term Fighting Illini stands for the strength and pride, and in that manner can be anything but a disrespectful activity toward the Illini people. 90% of the respondents to a Dad's Association poll are in favor of retaining the tradition of Chief Illiniwek. A similar Moms Association poll resulted in an 86% retention favorable. It is a position of the Dad's Association that the Board of Trustees must determine the fate of this revered, honored, and enduring symbol based on intent. It is a position of the Dad's Association that the Board of Trustees have only to look at the intent to reach a well-known conclusion. A well-known and accepted conclusion by an overwhelming majority of the persons ever associated with this university. They, the Board of Trustees, will reach the well-known conclusion that this tradition is the University of Illinois, and all should be proud to stand for and stand up to the minority that would destroy such tradition. I thank the Board of Trustees for this opportunity to be a part of this dialogue, and I hope that all parties will abide by your final determinations. Thank you very much.